Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, February 2nd. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start in college basketball, and we'll start with the Marquette Golden Eagles. 12th-ranked Marquette beating Villanova at Pfizer Forum 73-64. Tyler Kolek leading the way with 20 points. Cameron Jones had 18. He had a half-court three at the end of the first half to pull the Golden Eagles to within one. They went plus 10 in the second half for the win, and head coach Shaka Smart said it was a tough one.
You know, did a really, really good job turning them over. Did not do a great job for 32 minutes defending the three-point line. And they made some bombs. They made some tough ones. You know, just really proud of our guys, where they hung in there and battled, stayed together. We had some guys who it wasn't their best offensive game, but they stayed connected to their teammates, which is what is the mark of a really good team.
And they are a really good team. Marquette now 18-5, still sharing the lead in the Big East at 10-2 in the conference. Tyler Kolek says that's a great start to our February stretch run.
This is a great step forward. I mean, maybe earlier in the year, we would have lost this game. I mean, you know, we're down whatever it is the last 2 minutes, and we just stuck with it, kept churning, and really, really came out with what we wanted to do.
Marquette stays even with 15th-ranked Xavier atop the Big East as the Musketeers knocked off number 17, Providence, 85-83 in overtime to get to 10-2. Friars slipped to 9-3 in conference play. Second-ranked Tennessee upset by Florida, 67-54. Also in the SEC, number 23, Auburn beat Georgia, 94-73. In the Big Ten, top-ranked Purdue, no trouble with Penn State, 80-60. The Wisconsin Badgers get back at it in conference play as they'll be in Columbus to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes on Thursday night. Head coach Greg Gard's club has dropped three in a row. He says the turnaround has to start with stops.
We have to be more than adequate. So I think there's no doubt that defensively, you know, this, you look at the history of this program, there's very few instances where you said, okay, we can outscore everybody. I can think of maybe one team in 20 years that could do that. But by and large, like I said, our hat has to hang on the defensive end.
In women's college basketball, Ohio State knocking off Wisconsin at the Kohl Center, 90-67. Sarah Williams at 23. Badgers now 7-16, 2-9 in Big Ten play. The St. Norbert Green Knights women team rolling as they whipped Alverno 76-31 in Milwaukee for their ninth in a row. Outscored of 22-1 in the second quarter. Emma Morrissey led with 12. St. Norbert Gals 17-3, 13-0 in the NACC with five games left to go. In WNBA note, Breanna Stewart has signed a free agent deal with the New York Liberty after winning a pair of titles with the Seattle Storm, the only team she's played for in her outstanding WNBA career. And out to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks are back at it, hosting the LA Clippers at Pfizer Forum Thursday night, looking for their sixth in a row. Bucks 34-17 on the season, now 2.5 games behind Boston as the Celtics dominated the Brooklyn Nets 139-96. Jason Tatum at 31. Boston led 46-16 after the first quarter. Tatum says that might have been our best game yet.
This was pretty much a really complete game. You know, the score aside, you know, put aside the guys who they had out. You know, I like the way that I could feel it, right? The way that we were ready to play today.
That was obvious. Philadelphia gets 28 from Joel Embiid to beat Orlando 105-94. Portland over Memphis 122-112. Houston beat Oklahoma City 112-106. It was Minnesota down 14 in the fourth quarter, rallied to get it even, and then they beat the Golden State Warriors 119-114 in overtime. D'Angelo Russell with 29. Sacramento over San Antonio 119-109. Utah beat Toronto 131-128. The Atlanta Hawks over the Phoenix Suns 132-100. The Suns getting encouraging news with guard Devin Booker. He's been out several weeks. He's hoping for a return early next week. And the Washington Wizards game in Detroit against the Pistons had to be postponed because Detroit could not get out of Dallas. Dallas area and Dallas-Fort Worth airport shut down because of a massive ice storm over the last couple of days. To the National Hockey League, two best teams in the Atlantic Division going at it last night, and the Boston Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-2. Boston, an NHL best 39-7-5, but three of those seven losses have come in a row until Wednesday night. Head coach Jim Montgomery's Bees finally snapped the streak.
Yeah, you know, I don't think relief would be the right words. It was about us getting back to our standard and our team identity. And I saw it yesterday in practice. I hadn't seen us practice that kind of pace and purpose in a while.
Boston with an NHL best 83 points. Toronto, second place in the Atlantic now with 70 points. Carolina whipping Buffalo 5-1. All-Star weekend coming in Florida for the National Hockey League. Milwaukee Brewers have announced their minor league coaching assignments for the season. Joe Arolt will return as the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers manager and their high A affiliate. It'll be his second year as manager of the Rattlers for Arolt. He's been with the Brewer organization with several other clubs for the last 15 years. Wisconsin went 69-60 last season. Ken Joyce, though, will be the new hitting coach down in Appleton. Drew Thomas, the new pitching coach. Timber Rattlers season begins April 7th. Home opener will be on April 11th. To football news, Tom Brady's retirement. He said yesterday, this time it's for good. Might open up some more possibilities for landing spots for Aaron Rodgers if Packers decide to move on from their four-time MVP and 18-year veteran and turn the reins over to Jordan Love. Rodgers still hasn't made a decision on whether he wants to play in 2023, but the odds are pretty good. I don't think he's going to want to go into the same Hall of Fame class with Tom Brady in 2028. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan says he doesn't see any scenario where Jimmy Garoppolo returns as quarterback next season. He had a season-ending injury and had to give way for third-stringer Brock Purdy, who played really well down the stretch. Of course, they invested an awful lot in Trey Lance, who lasted the first few games of the year before his season-ending injury. Matt Rhule, now the head coach in Nebraska, has filed an arbitration lawsuit against his former employer, the Carolina Panthers, who fired him early in the season. And now Rhule is seeking $5 million in severance compensation he says he is owed. Mike McCarthy is going to resume the play-calling duties with the Dallas Cowboys, at least according to Jerry Jones, after the Cowboys parted ways with offensive coordinator Kellen Moore, who wound up heading to the Los Angeles Chargers. And a sad football note, Bobby Bethard has passed away at the age of 86. He got his start as a general manager, helping the 1972 unbeaten Miami Dolphins win a Super Bowl. Then took over the Washington, then Redskins, and built a pair of Super Bowl championship teams in the 1980s, wrapped up his career with the San Diego Chargers, and was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2018. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.